any given evening, you might hear this song coming from a television set in rural Alaska.
Welcome to the Alaska Weather Show.
Alaska Weather, a 30-minute program, is produced through a partnership between Alaska Public Media and the National Weather Service. In a daily broadcast, meteorologists deliver a wide range of statewide weather updates, including an aviation forecast and a marine forecast. It's long been one of the most far-reaching sources of weather information in the state. Meteorologists like Carrie Hastley have relied on it to communicate with some of the most remote rural and tribal communities in Alaska.
That TV option exists in way more places than any other single form of media.
But Alaska Public Media has decided to stop production of Alaska Weather. Chief Content Officer Linda Way says that decision came down to finances.
We didn't want to end that legacy, but ultimately it is a business decision. We couldn't continue to do the program with the limited resources that we have on hand. It just wasn't sustainable anymore.
According to Alaska Public Media, the show demanded hours of daily editing time and an annual budget of about $200,000. The show will move to YouTube after a final broadcast at the end of June, and that transition raises concerns. For the Weather Service, public television has been a well-understood and wide-reaching network. KTUO 360 TV in Juneau can deliver weather information across Southeast. KUAC in Fairbanks spreads it across the interior. And the Alaska Rural Communications System, a free state-owned satellite network, filled in the gaps for more than 200 rural and tribal communities. And though internet and cell service across the state have grown, there are still many places that lack high-speed internet. According to meteorologist Don Moore, the internet in Alaska is not yet an adequate replacement for TV.
The internet does not come free. So when there's a TV show that they can watch, it comes at a free of charge in that way. At least you don't have to worry about paying for internet or having a certain amount of data to watch the show every day.
But without the TV show, the Alaska Weather Service will be left to take stock. There are other ways they can reach people, but all of them have limitations. Their phone line, for instance, isn't as nimble in emergency situations. And NOAA Weather Radio can reach radio stations during emergency weather broadcasts. But there are major areas that it doesn't cover. In the short term, it's not clear how those gaps will be filled. But one thing that could help is making Alaska Weather's future format more adaptable.
Short segments, a minute or two, more bite-sized updates on what the weather's doing.
In its new format, Alaska Weather will likely be broken down into three separate segments: a public forecast, an aviation forecast, and a marine forecast. Practically speaking, those short videos are just easier for the Weather Service to produce on their own. But they also might be more convenient for TV shows to air between programs. And Hastley hopes that format will also help the Weather Service to keep up with the growing importance of social media networks like Facebook and Twitter.
We do recognize that as people change the way they consume media, that we need to change the way we deliver information. And this is an opportunity to really look holistically at how we do that.
But most of all, the end of Alaska Weather highlights an urgent need for more information. The Weather Service has launched an outreach campaign to learn more about how Alaskans get their weather. That includes a public comment period that's open between now and July 30th. Find out how to submit your comments at ktoo.org. In Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.